She probably don't like me.
Hello, good morning. This is Aliza from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Sierra.
Yes?
Mom is Stuart's caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon's about to go to the hospital, and I'm going to be there with him, but I don't know how long he's going to be in there. If they do decide to keep him for a couple days, is there any way I can clock out early?
Remember that when the patients are at the hospital, clock-ins and clock-outs are not allowed, so you're able to clock in and clock out when he's back home, okay?
All right. All
okay. Right. Okay. Can you provide me more information why the patient is at the hospital?
Yes.
Can you provide me the hospital that he was taken?
What was you saying, lady?
That, can you provide me the name of the hospital that the patient was taken so I can do the report?
Phoenixville Hospital?
Yes.
Phoenixville Hospital.
Okay, and why he was taken?
Yes.
He's about to be taken now.
He's about to be taken now.
I mean, but the reason why?
Because he's having, I guess, pain in his leg or whatever.
Okay, and he's taken by ambulance or by car?
By ambulance.
Okay. Also, last question. Can you please confirm the name of the hospital?
What hospital is this? Phoenixville Hospital.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to make the report, and please let me know when the patient is at is discharged, okay?
Hello, the ambulance right here. You can talk to him.
What's happening? Okay.
So I have to report this.
Can you explain why? Because she's having left lower extremity pain. And sounds like from paresthesia.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, the ambulance was talking to you to explain.
No, they have not explained to me, but you already let me know that was in a pain in his leg, all right? Or he has a stroke.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're asking of us.
This is Aliza from Family First, the coordinator of the agency, and they have to provide me the reason why the patient is taken to the hospital and the name of the hospital.
Yes, we're taking the patient to Phoenixville Hospital because he's having complaints of left lower extremity pain and paresthesias in his leg and his left arm.
Okay. In that case, thank you so much for providing me the information. Have a great day.